and I've got one final interview left for you. I'm excited to share this with you. She really needs no introduction, but you can catch her in the new movie, Bad Word. She's an upcoming actress by the name of Kim Lee Smith.
Hi, Kim Lee. How are you today?
I am awesome. How are you?
I'm great, and thank you for coming on the program. Now, you are a part of the new movie, Bad Word, so give us a little synopsis of what this is about.
I got the honor of working with Jason Bateman. This is his first directorial debut in this movie, Bad Words, and it was such a blast because, A, the movie's called Bad Words, so it's super funny. It is, trying to say, like, it goes to the edge and then it keeps on going, and I love it because it's, to me, I feel like it's this coming-of-age story for both the lead characters, Jason and Rohan. Like, it's just this great friendship, but it's this odd couple in a way. And so I get to play a great character by the name of Marzipan, and I get to be little Rohan's rites of passage. So I play a hooker with an attitude and a heart.
Aww.
So yeah, it was such a blast to do.
Now, was this a stretch from other characters that you've played?
Oh, for sure. It's, you know, I usually get cast in very serious roles, and I'm actually super funny, and I love to be funny. And so, for some reason, I just was like, my manager brought this project to me, and I was like, you know what? I'm not really sure I want to play a hooker, blah, blah, blah. And I had a few little, like, reservations. And then he was like, you know, this is Jason Bateman's directorial debut. I think you'd have a blast. So then I read the script, and I was like, yes! And to play a hooker, you know, there's, you know, a lot of controversy around playing a hooker. But to me, you know, I really think that everybody has a purpose for being on this earth, and not hookers per se, but like, I felt like Marzipan just had a purpose in this movie, and I just couldn't turn it down. And it was so much fun because I, you know, I usually played nurses and doctors and social workers and what have you. And this was a chance to play something completely out of my comfort zone.
Well, that definitely sounds like it was a lot of fun. Are you the type of person where with each role, even though you said you usually play nurses and doctors and those more serious roles, you try and find those roles that one character is different from the other characters that you've played?
Oh, for sure. I like to bring a little spice to all of them because I think there's like a little fire underneath me, and I just I spice things up a little bit. So, you know, even though I get to play these straight characters, for some reason, because there's that ultimate funny in me, and life to me is funny, even when we fall down, I find life funny. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll trip and fall, and I'll laugh at myself and hope nobody sees. But then if somebody sees, like, both of us are laughing together. So I really like to make each character something special. You know, or love. And that's what I love about acting, is that I get a chance to do, I get to bring people to life. And I love that aspect of acting.
Well, what first drew you to acting? Was it just seeing how much all of these other actors and actresses were bringing their characters to life and making people smile, or what was it?
You know, this is hilarious. My undergrad is in psychology, and I always thought I was going to work in group homes and I was going to be a psychologist, which is funny because I ended up playing a lot of those roles. But I wanted to dance. Like, I love dancing, and so I wanted to be a professional dancer. So I moved to Chicago to be a dancer. And then somebody had dared me to be, you know, to audition for this play. And I auditioned for it, and I fell in love with creation. And then I started, like, looking at everything that I love about life and all the actors that I admired. And it really was that ability to bring people to life. And because I love people so much, and also with my psych degree, like, I understand people. So it was really a natural progression for me to start bringing characters to life. And I've loved it. And my mom always said, you know, the day I was born, she was like, this one's going to be a star. And I laugh at that because I kind of, you know, fought it tooth and nail. But I really think when you find the authentic thing you're supposed to do in this life, and mine was acting, you can't run away from it. You can try, but it will always keep coming back to you going, don't forget about me. You're supposed to be an actor, and you'll end up doing it. So I'm so grateful that I was able to find that and really dive into what I consider the life of my dreams.
It's true. It's kind of funny how even for people who may have a dream as a little kid of what they want to do with the rest of their life, and then try and pull away from that as they grow up, and only to find out they go right back to that dream.
Isn't it? It's fascinating. But I think it's like what we're put on this earth for. Like, we just know. And that's what makes life fascinating and exciting and also scary because, you know, I didn't want to be an actor. Like, I was like, this is not what I want to do, and I wouldn't have wished it on any of my worst enemies. But now that I'm doing it, I can't imagine doing anything else.
Oh, well, that's definitely awesome that it's not just something that's a career for you. It's something that you love doing, so you enjoy going to work, going on set, and everything that you have to do.
Love it, yeah.
Well, now... go ahead.
No, I just said it's really one of the best things I've ever done in my life, and I just each role brings me something new.
Now, with your role with Bad Words, was it pretty easy for you to transfer who you are into the character of Marzipan, or did it take a little bit of research?
Oddly enough, it was super easy. I'll actually admit that to you. It was so easy because for me, you know, after reading the script and then realizing what Marzipan was, her purpose in this movie, It just made it clear to me that I had to do this. And so, like I said, there's this fire underneath me all the time. And so I just, you know, I was like, okay, girls, let's do this. And all of a sudden, I'm like, I just transformed. And I remember being in the audition and being like, okay, and working it out. And then in the callback, it was just me and Jason. And I'm telling you, it was like the role was written for me. I felt like, you know, it just, you know, it's one of those roles where I was like, this is me, let's do this, and it was awesome.
Well, and I think someone like Jason Bateman also saw that, because when he was on Jimmy Kimmel fairly recently, he praised you for your talents in the movie as well.
That was so amazing. Yeah, he did. And, you know, that was like the biggest coup, because to hear somebody of his stature as well, and like, he's been in the business since Little House on the Prairie, like, he knows actors. I think that's what made him such a great director in this film. He understands actors, and for him to just give me those two shout outs and Jimmy Kimmel, I was like kind of teared up, because it meant that I did my job and I did it amazingly. And that's what you strive to do in anything we do. It doesn't matter what you're doing. If you're a garbage man, you know, when somebody gives you a compliment, like, you've done your job and you've done it amazingly. And so it was really great to have that. And, you know, I was like kind of screaming around my house and going, yay, because it meant a lot to me to have somebody really respect what I've done.
Aw. That's definitely something very amazing. Now, did you find yourself also learning from people like Jason and the other actors who were on set, seeing what they knew versus what you knew?
Oh, for sure. For sure. But what I love is that in the process on Bad Words, it was such an ensemble and such a collection of people coming together just doing work. So it was really real, and I believe that's what Jason's, you know, objective was, to make this as authentic as possible. Because even on, you know, Jimmy Kimmel, he was like, we were trying to find real hookers, and then we were doing strippers, and then we were da-da-da. But then we found this amazing actress, Kim Lee Smith. And that was a huge compliment, because he was looking for authentic. And I was able to give that to him. And so everybody on set was in such an authentic place that I was gaining all of this knowledge. And then, you know, it's me, Rohan, and Jason in that scene, and we just worked like a team. It was like perfect. It was like, here we go. We're in this real scene. We're having this real moment. Let's make it happen. So it was great.
And that's very cool to find out that something like a fictional movie, they try and make it as authentic as possible when they're looking at the way that each actor and actress pairs with the characters. It's not just about who can play the character the best, but it's who really brings out the authenticity.
Yeah, for sure. And every single character and every actor that he teamed with each character was like a perfect fit. And like, you know, a great compliment was, you know, Andrew Dodge is the writer of this great script. And after I shot, he runs up to me and he goes, oh my gosh, I cannot tell you how grateful I am for you bringing this character to life. Like, I wrote it and you like killed it. He just kept saying, you killed it. And that's when I knew I had done like the most authentic job I possibly could. And it was awesome.
Well, that sounds amazing. Now, I have heard that you are also featured in the book titled Totally. And so what exactly is your role with this book?
Oh, actually, my show's called Totally. One show. And then the book's called The Winning Way, which is awesome. Now, Brian Tracy's like the guru of all gurus of self-help. And I started this company called Embrace Your Cape Enterprises, which is really about owning your story, being your own superhero, and really living authentically, which is kind of, you know, parallel to me being authentic as an actor as well. And Brian Tracy was on the hunt for people who are doing amazing things, that are experts at what they do and helping people overcome obstacles. And I was chosen to be a contributor to this book, and it was so amazing. So the book's called The Wind Away. It's coming out the end of May, beginning of June, and it's so phenomenal because it's really about what your winning way is in the world. How are you winning in this world? And mine is really about, you know, that we are our own superheroes, that we're put on this earth to do amazing things. No matter what obstacles come in our way, we are able to overcome them. And that's really what my philosophy is right now.
And that's definitely,
and always has been.
And that's definitely an awesome perspective to have, especially in those times where people, maybe they have a job they don't like just so that they can help to raise money to help support their family, but they're really not happy. It's finding that positive outlook.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing is like, you know, there's things we have to do because we have to do them. And then there's, you know, living the life of your dreams and really being authentic who you are. And that's what I said. Like, my old garbage man used to be, he was a young kid. He was so cool. And I just remember going, like, that as a job I could never do. But he loved it. And so for me, it doesn't matter what you do as long as you find a way to love it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're all going to do stuff. Like, we got to work. Like, that's just given. You know, yes, there are people out there that are fortunate that they don't have to work. They got a bunch of money, whatever. But the reality of the fact is we all have to find something that we love. Even if you have all the money in the world, you still have to find something that feeds your passion. And that's really where I live, is because this is it. You know, we get this one life, and it might as well be really awesome.
Couldn't have said it any better. And where can people go to stay updated with you when it comes to projects like Bad Words, your show Totally, and also more works like this book that you're featured in?
It's www.embraceyourcape.com. Like I said, the book, The Winning Way with Brian Tracy, is coming out like the end of May, beginning of June. I also have a 5-CD series that is really about overcoming your fears and really becoming your own superhero with a workbook. And that's coming out in like 2 weeks, which I'm super psyched about. And I continue to tour my show Totally, and we'll go anywhere to do it to help people overcome. So go to the website. Anything you need is on there. I'm easily accessible. You can reach out, send me an email, and we will respond immediately.
Awesome. And thank you for coming on the program, Kim Lee. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you so much for having me. It was such an honor.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
And that was Kim Lee Smith. She is the character of Marzipan in the new movie called Bad Words.